Fox News is facing what could be another blockbuster lawsuit. A Trump supporter who was in Washington on January 6, 2021, says the network spread falsehoods about him and his role in the violence at the U.S. Capitol that day. His legal complaint notes, quote, lies have consequences, reminiscent of another lawsuit Fox settled just a few months ago. For details, we're joined by NPR media correspondent David Falkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Adrian.
David, start by telling us about this man who's suing Fox. Who is he?
His name's Ray Epps. He's a former Marine. He's retired. Until recently, he ran a wedding venue with his wife at their home in Arizona. He attended this protest with his son. And to be clear, this is a Trump supporter, as you said, a Fox News watcher. His lawsuit says that, what he heard about both the 2020 election being stolen from Trump helped propel him to come to Washington on January 6th. But, you know, he then said Fox essentially turned on him, that Tucker Carlson said things about his show that spread far and wide and led a lot of right-wing extremists to threaten him and his wife. They had to move.
What are some of the specific allegations in his lawsuit? What's his basis here?
Well, there are two kind of central claims that he presents Tucker Carlson having made on the air through his own statements and through the guests that he had on to amplify. And these were claims that Epps was at the core of the instigation of violence at the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol in 2021, starting the night before, and that somehow Epps was an undercover either FBI asset or working with some other federal agency to do this, that there was some sort of false flag operation to discredit those Trump supporters who felt that there had been fraud. I want to be clear, there's no hard evidence to support that. Epps and his wife said they feared for their lives. They sold their home. They essentially lost their business because they didn't get anything for it. It was at their house. And I will say that they say it ruined their lives.
And how is Fox responding to these claims?
Well, so far, I've reached out both to people at Fox News. I also reached out to Tucker Carlson, who, to be clear, has not been named as a defendant in this lawsuit. I haven't gotten a response from either.
Well, David, we can't talk about this lawsuit in a vacuum. Fox just settled a big defamation suit earlier this year. So what does this all say about the network and its legal problems?
Well, it stems back to a fateful decision made in late fall of 2020 to embrace essentially a big lie. And if you go back to election night 2020, you and I have talked about this before on this very show, Fox was the first television network to project that Democrat Joe Biden would win a key state of Arizona, thus putting seemingly the election out of reach for then-President Donald Trump. Trump goes out and says he's been defrauded, and you see a lot of his supporters, many of whom had been loyal Fox News viewers, be outraged by what Fox did and be outraged by the belief that somehow he had been cheated. Again, something disproved repeatedly. Well, they then embrace the idea that he's been cheated of it. And in the process, you saw Dominion Voting Systems, a major election tech company, sue Fox News. They settled their defamation suit for over $750 million. And there's a line in Epps' suit that echoes it. He says, behind the scenes, away from the red light of rolling cameras, executives, producers, and on-air personalities rejected as preposterous and crazy the claims that Fox was feeding its viewers. In front of the camera, Fox continued with the lies. Mm-hmm. There's another lawsuit from another voting tech company called Smartmatic. There are other shareholder suits about this. This is one of a panoply of suits besetting Fox News because of the decision they made in late 2020.
NPR media correspondent David Falkenflik. Thanks, David.
You bet.